The collapse of the dollar is accelerating right now. I mean, we're actually in the collapse. Okay, so the dollar has lost more than 10% of its value this year. It might reach 20% by the end of the year, while the Russian ruble is, of course, strong and skyrocketing in value, and the Russian economy is actually way healthier than America's economy. Now, I live in Texas, and the state of Texas, because I know a lot of the players in Texas, the state is preparing for the collapse of the dollar. Now, just recently, Governor Abbott signed into law a new Texas law that not only makes gold and silver legal currency, but importantly, starts a two-year process of establishing a Texas-run system whereby you can deposit physical gold and silver in the Texas depository, and then you can be issued a debit card to spend those metals at any retailer, you know, grocery store, gas station, whatever. And then as you spend it, your gold and silver is sold off. Now, why is Texas doing this? Now, they won't say this publicly, but I happen to know the real reason. The real reason is because Texas is positioning itself as the future financial hub of the new United States of America. Well, I mean, let me back up. It won't be called that. It won't be called the United States, and it might be actually regional states. But as the dollar collapses and Washington, D.C. collapses, which will be a blessing to the whole world, a blessing to humanity for that cesspool to stop functioning, you're either going to see the U.S. states form a new government, but most likely you're going to see a split of some kind. You're going to see a totally new structure put in place. It might be regional nation states, or it might be a new United States with some carve-outs for the blue cities, not even blue states, but just blue cities that refuse to participate in the next society, like Seattle, Portland, you know, Los Angeles, Chicago, etc. But the rest of those states, Washington, Oregon, California, Illinois, will, of course, be happy to join the new United States. It would be like LA might function as kind of a West Coast version of Singapore, but actually being poor instead of wealthy, poor. So we would call it California Singapore, like Sing a destitution, you know, that's what it would be. Sing a poverty. Whereas the actual nation of Singapore, which is a basically a large city-state, is quite wealthy. That would not be the case with the blue cities in the United States that decide to separate from the new union, whatever that happens to be. But it's also very clear that the financial center of this will be in Texas. Why is that the case? Well, even right now, almost everybody who leaves California or who leaves New York, they want to come to either Texas or Florida. And, you know, Florida is a great state. Florida's got, of course, hurricanes and weather problems, and et cetera. Florida doesn't have all the benefits that Texas has. You know, Texas has this massive land mass. Texas is centrally located in the United States. Texas has this gold depository already years in the running with billions of dollars of transactions already in place. And also, Texas historically was its own nation. It was the Republic of Texas, unlike Florida, which was never its own nation before. So even the Texas Constitution allows it to revert to a nation under certain conditions. And those conditions may come to pass relatively soon, actually. In addition to that, Texas, of course, has ports on the Gulf of, well, the Gulf of Mexico, but Trump renamed it to the Gulf of There Are No Epstein Files. I think that's the new name. And then Texas has food production. Texas has massive energy production, far more than, of course, Florida. I'm not slamming Florida. Florida is a great state. It just doesn't have everything that Texas has. Texas also is a technology center, and Texas has a larger population and a much larger GDP than does Florida, by far. So Texas is a hub for energy, for food, for industry, for technology and for aerospace, and also medicine. Whatever we think of medicine, Texas is a strong hub for medicine or medical technology. So Texas is actually well positioned to be the capital of the next United States, or whatever it's called, the new America, let's call it. And the most important decision in setting up a new nation or a new nation state, what have you, is about having honest money. If you don't have honest money, then you cannot function as a nation state. In other words, looking back, people will say, well, what is it that brought down the United States of America? Well, obviously it was undisciplined money printing, you know, among a few other factors, right? Colonization efforts, global war, trying to police the nation, you know, angering all our trading partners with Trump tariffs and things like that, endless wars. Yeah, those are all factors too. But underlying all of that is the fact that the U.S. government, through the Treasury and then the bankster Fed, can print unlimited amounts of fake fiat currency, and it has no discipline to stop doing that. That is what led to the collapse of the dollar and the collapse of the U.S. empire. That's what historians will say. I mean, it's kind of obvious at this point. So there's some very sharp people in Texas, and one of them is running for comptroller, Don Huffines. I think that's how we say his last name, Huffines. And he's a fiscal conservative, and he's a business owner, and he gets it. He understands how business operates, and he understands that honest money is really the only way to have a prosperous state economy. You have to have honest money. And that means you have to have money that's backed by gold and silver. I mean, gold and silver are real money. Currency itself is not technically money. So I should say you have to have currency backed by real money, which would be gold and silver. And that means that the state would have to function with a sense of financial discipline, that the state cannot just print and print and print and thereby steal purchasing power from the people. And when the state cannot counterfeit currency, and when the currency of the day is backed by physical gold and silver, then you have prosperity. Why? Because people who save money and then choose often to invest that money, they know that the value of that money is not going to be stolen by the state. They know that if they work and if they earn some money, they get to keep the vast majority of that money. And it looks to me like Texas is on track to be the nation, or the regional nation state, that has an honest money system. It's not 100% certain. So if you're listening to this and you live in Texas, you need to help me continue to push for this. When the dollar collapses, yes, we need a new Texas currency, but it cannot be a currency that the Republic of Texas can just print, print, print. That would be ruinous eventually. Yeah, it would create short-term prosperity, the illusion of prosperity, which is what the dollar has been, but it would create long-term catastrophe, and it would be the ruin of Texas. Now, why does this matter? Well, very likely the Texas currency being backed by gold and silver will very quickly be adopted by many other states, certainly neighboring states. You would see it happening in Louisiana and Arkansas and probably Oklahoma and much of the Midwest and probably much of the South, actually, would embrace the Texas currency. You might even see it all the way to New Mexico and Arizona. It's hard to say. And anybody who has physical gold and silver would do very well under this new system to deposit that gold and silver in the Texas-run depository and then be issued essentially Texas currency. Basically, you would sell your gold and silver for the new Texas currency, which is backed by gold and silver, and the Texas currency could be redeemed for gold and silver. Now, I'm not saying that the currency will be 100% backed by gold and silver. It might only be 20% backed or 25% backed, but often that's enough. That's enough, you know, to prevent massive runaway currency printing and inflation. and the multiplication factor of the currency would be limited, right? So if it's a 25% backing rate, then the limitation of the multiplier is 4 to 1, right? And that's really important. So the currency is backed by something physical, something that cannot be counterfeited, something that has intrinsic value, something that's hard to acquire. That's gold. And something that has universal value recognized by every major bank and every nation, every culture in the world. So if you stack gold and silver today, then when this event happens, you will be able to trade in gold and silver for a massive amount of new currency in the state of Texas. And there might be other states that do this as well. I'm just using Texas as the most obvious example, and because I'm familiar with what's happening in Texas. Texas does seem to be the leader in this, but there's also a lot of innovation in places like Wyoming, and to some extent in Arizona as well. So I do expect to see the Texas model actually replicated across many other states, but that will take time. It will take many years for other states to do what Texas has already accomplished. Texas is ahead of the curve, in other words, by a long shot at this point. So if you're wondering, okay, how do I insulate myself from the collapse of the dollar and the financial, you know, crap show that's going to happen following that? The answer is very simple: gold and silver. And I've been saying this for years, and it's become obvious as the value of gold and silver have both skyrocketed in terms of dollars. But along the way, people have always asked me, well, what do I do with the gold long term? How do I spend my gold? And now we have a brand new answer. My previous answer has been, it's very simple. You're going to trade gold for land, or you'll buy a business with gold, or you'll buy a vehicle with gold, or you'll buy a house with gold, whatever. Large purchase items. You'll be able to trade gold for those items even as the dollar is collapsing, and the value of gold and silver will skyrocket as a result of the economic uncertainty, obviously. But under the new Texas system, there's even a better way to spend your gold. And one way, like I mentioned, has just been signed into law. It's going to go live in 2027. And that's where you deposit gold and silver, and then you can spend it on a debit card run by the state of Texas. And that's innovative. It's interesting. Personally, I don't want the state of Texas to know what I'm buying with my debit card. I don't like to use debit cards anyway. I prefer to use cash. But that's also going to happen, where you'll be able to trade gold and silver for Texas cash, whatever that Texas cash looks like. You'll be able to trade your metals at very favorable rates to get all kinds of new cash. Why? Because, look, during the collapse of the dollar, it's very likely that there will be a revaluation of gold. The federal government will be engaged in some desperate last-ditch efforts, and they will try to write off trillions of dollars in debt in order to readjust the balance sheet to bring down the debt-to-GDP ratio, something closer to maybe 70% instead of, over 100%. And one way to do that would be to revalue gold at $20,000 an ounce, or $25,000 an ounce, or even $40,000 or $50,000 an ounce. And through some spreadsheet magic, they can then use that and the existing gold deposits, they can issue basically gold notes, which the Fed can purchase. And in that transaction, then, the Treasury can write off trillions of dollars in debt, and they can bring back the debt to GDP ratio, down under something like 70%. Right? George Gammon was talking about that in a recent video that made a lot of sense. And all the documents about this are out there on the internet. I mean, they're published documents. This is a known method. Well, think about it. If you hold gold and silver in that scenario, if you hold any amount of gold, any decent amount, like right now you can buy a gold coin for what, $3,500, let's say, give or take. Well, all of a sudden that could be worth 10 times that much in dollars. You're going to find that you're holding a massive command over the currency when you hold gold. And that will also be translated into new currencies. So if Texas issues a new currency, Texas, if they try to have it like on par with the dollar, let's say, then Texas might be willing to give you something like 25 to 50,000 Texas dollars for 1 ounce of gold. So if you have 10 ounces of gold, you know, you have a quarter of a million Texas dollars, let's say. Now, I don't know this for certain. Obviously, this is just my perception of where this is headed. But it makes sense that holding gold and silver will allow you to command a tremendous amount of currency as new currencies are introduced and as the dollar collapses. So the very best thing to do right now in terms of financial asset protection, in my opinion, is to stack gold and silver. Now, does crypto have a role in this? Yeah, absolutely. It's just that I don't know where Bitcoin is going, and I don't know what happens to Bitcoin when the dollar collapses, given that so much of the of Bitcoin is propped up by Tether, and Tether is largely invested in treasuries. And treasuries will collapse, which means Tether's assets will collapse. So I don't know what that means for Bitcoin. Your guess is as good as mine. But where I do have certainty is with gold and silver. So stack gold, stack silver. That's my advice. You know, do your own research, talk to your own financial advisors. Don't take my advice as gospel. Do what's best for you. But if you want to get gold and silver, our sponsor in that space is Battalion Metals. Metalswithmike.com will get you there. Metalswithmike.com. And there, if you use discount code Ranger, that's my universal discount code, Ranger, they will waive the insurance fee on any shipment that you have. And, of course, you'll be given extraordinarily good pricing, highly competitive pricing. You can compare it to anyone, anywhere. A trusted, reliable source for precious metals, discreetly delivered, guaranteed, insured, into your hands, or you can vault with them. They have vaulting services that are insured by Lloyd's of London. So whether you want vaulting or you want it in your hands, just go to metalswithmike.com and they will help you out, and they're very, very professional. As far as other strategies go, I say limit your exposure to the dollar. Make sure you have hard assets. Land is something to consider. Owning a business is something to consider. Having a backup supply of diesel fuel, etc. All these things you've heard me talk about, these are all very valid strategies for what's coming. And I don't know the timetable in all of this, of course, I don't. I just know it's coming because I can do math. It's coming. The collapse of the dollar is inevitable. I just don't know when. So be prepared for all those circumstances at all times. And thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. You can hear more of my podcasts, of course, at Brighteon.com. And you can follow my social media. I'm at Brighteon.social. That's our uncensored social media platform. My username is Health Ranger. You can also find me on X at Health Ranger or Brighteon.io, which is our decentralized platform. It doesn't have any central servers at all. It's blockchain driven, very innovative technology built on Bastion. Try that at Brighteon.io, and thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting us at HealthRangerStore.com. And we've got a new batch of turmeric in stock now. After a long search, the supply chains are really becoming more difficult. And turmeric, as you know, is often contaminated with lead. So of course, we do mass spec elemental testing for lead, cadmium, you know, arsenic, mercury, and other elements. We found an ultra clean batch and we have it available for you now. I have it on my desk. We've got turmeric root powder, certified organic, laboratory tested, identity confirmed, all that, E. coli tested, microbiology, you name it. We've got it all for you at healthrangerstore.com. We do not have turmeric tincture back in stock. We're working on that, but we do have the turmeric root powder. And as you know, I include turmeric root powder in my own smoothie, which is why it's orange. It's why my dental work turns orange, which freaks out the dental hygienist as well. But that's another story. Okay, so if you want really good, high quality, ultra clean turmeric root powder, we've got it now, healthrangerstore.com. We also have, yeah, there's the screen showing it to you. We also have astaxanthin. Astaxanthin, Hawaiian astaxanthin, we have it right now in stock. Of course, this is known as the king of
carotenoids. This is a fat-soluble, super-potent antioxidant, and it's got a multitude of uses and benefits and support mechanisms for human health. Athletes use it. Lots of people use it. This is also what turns the flesh of salmon slightly pink. That's actually the astaxanthin that they're getting from their dietary sources, and it's believed to help support the natural athleticism and the endurance and stamina of salmon. That's just one of the many benefits of the king of carotenoids. Now, astaxanthin is in a dark bottle because it's sensitive to light, but it's very potent. You only need either 2 or 4 milligrams per day. We've got that available for you right now, healthrangerstore.com. We also have a supply of NAC in stock, N-acetylcysteine, which of course helps support the body's normal detoxification process with outstanding liver support and glutathione and so much more. So check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. Turmeric root powder, astaxanthin capsules, as well as NAC, all in stock right now, plus hundreds of other items that are also certified organic, laboratory tested, non-GMO. And we don't use synthetic, you know, colors, fragrances, fillers, garbage, none of that stuff. Nothing like that. Ultra clean products for home, for health, for personal care, for nutrition, and also for long-term food storage, for emergency preparedness. Check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. And thank you for your support. We appreciate you very much. We couldn't do this without you. Thanks for watching. Take care.